Hello and welcome to another episode of Be Kind, Be Positive, Be Yourself. Today's episode 139, and today I want to talk about celebrating our progress. And this is something in my experience that I've noticed, especially recently over these last months for me. I noticed when you're healing or you're trying to process things that it can be very easy or tempting to slip into the mindset of being very, very focused on the end result of somewhere you want to go, somewhere that's happier, healthier, somewhere that you know is going to have a clearer mindset. And especially, like I said, when you're healing or trying to process things, it can be very, very easy to want to think about the end result or happier times or times where you're not going through so much stress. And this can also happen when you might be trying out a new hobby or you're trying to build a new routine in your life or anything that can feel new or when you have a goal in mind or an end result. And I think I wanted to talk about celebrating our progress along the way because what I've noticed so far, like I said, my experience is more focused on healing right now and processing a lot of things. And it takes time and it takes a level of patience that sometimes can be uncomfortable or new or challenging for us. So when I thought about, you know, sometimes on my way, there's things that I've overlooked or other people have had to tell me, you know, to stop and pause and really celebrate my resiliency or how far I've come or, you know, looking at the quote unquote little things, but they're really not little because when you think about your celebrations along the way in your progress in anything, it doesn't have to be healing or anything that's more strong emotions. It could be progress at a new job, progress in a new relationship, new friendship, anything like this. And anything that you have a goal in mind or an end result, like I said, sometimes we, you know, I only speak for myself, but I would like to think that this can be a shared human experience, is that it's so easy to overlook the things along the way or those victories, the smaller victories in the sense of, you know, the end result kind of gets all the attention sometimes, you know, in our lives when we have things that, you know, graduating college or working so hard and getting that new job or, you know, anything that you work really hard for or, you know, that end result, it feels so good that it gets all the attention that sometimes we forget all those hard, strong emotions that we felt, all the stress that we felt, all the times that we were challenged along the way. And I don't think that we have to wait until the very end to look back and celebrate those victories. I think that it can be very healthy and very, very rewarding to stop every once in a while, especially when it's hard and stressful. As hard as that can be and as challenging as that may sound right now, if you're going through something, you know, along the way, and especially I feel like for myself, while I'm trying to process and heal right now, there's been things that I've done that I've overlooked. And it's as simple as, you know, when I scheduled my first therapy appointment, that was a huge thing for me. And I finally, you know, took some time. A couple of days after, I was just laying in bed right before I went to bed, and I thought to myself, I said, I'm so proud of myself for making that call, and that's a huge thing for me, and it could have easily just, you know, just kept going, I feel like sometimes it's because it's a sense of relief, you know, it was a sense of relief that the first therapy session happened, and that's where it can get easy to overlook, you know, having to make the call, you know, having enough energy and enough, you know, self-respect to make that call. And there's been a lot of things in the past 4 months that I have overlooked until either I realized it myself or really for me, it's been mostly other people. You know, my mom has done an amazing job and my dad as well of helping me to realize my victories along the way. And I have noticed, like I said a little bit ago, it was just more of a relief. You know, sometimes we may feel like we're just going moment to moment and we're just trying to get through our moments. And I think it can be hard to stop.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
And even think that these things are victories. Because it feels like when you're really just trying to keep your head above the water and get from day to day, that how can I celebrate things when I'm just trying to find the next moment of relief? And that's how I felt, and that's how I feel sometimes still. And that's where I lean into other people for support. I lean into online communities that make me feel better. And there are websites and resources available that you can lean into that will help you celebrate your victories and help you realize how strong of a person you are. And I just wanted to, you know, give us this gentle reminder to celebrate our victories along the way and celebrate our progress. And like I said, it can be very overwhelming, and it can feel like we're just trying to get relief. And I think a lot of the times the end result and the end product gets a lot of the attention and gets a lot of the celebration. But I think there's a huge positive aspect to celebrating our progress. And it can be, everyone's progress is going to look different. And I know that probably seems silly to have to say, but it's so true. You know, someone getting out of bed is a huge deal. And that's something to celebrate for a lot of people, you know, especially at different times in our lives, you know. And then some people are celebrating getting a big job interview, you know, along the way. And I just want you to celebrate yourself more. And if you're a person that is able to do this, I just want you to continue that. And don't, you know, I can't tell you what to do, and I don't want to be like, don't do this, don't do that, because, you know, that's sometimes really hard in life. But one thing I would recommend is I find it very helpful to, like I said, not only not, you know, focusing so much on the end goal or the end product, because what happens is if we put so much attention into that end goal or that end product, you know, the new job, hoping that goes well, or, you know, trying to make new friends, what happens is if it doesn't go our way, you know, we overlook the fact that we're even putting ourselves out there to try to make new friends, or that we got the job interview. You know, even if we don't get the job itself, the fact that you got the job interview is a step in the right direction. And celebrating yourself every single day that you get out of bed, and if you make your bed in the morning, if you get in the shower, it's the little things that once we start to celebrate that, it can really help with our self-respect. You know, keeping our chin up. And for me, I found that then those opportunities, I'm more open to them and I can see them a little bit more clearly. So I just wanted to pass along a gentle reminder. I hope that you can celebrate your progress, whatever that looks like for you. And I hope that you can remember to be kind, be positive, be yourself. Remember that you deserve to be here. That word deserve is very important in that sentence. You know, you deserve happiness. You deserve to be here. You deserve progress and to celebrate your own progress. So keep that in mind as we move forward. One thing I will ask that is new, I'm going to drop a couple links in the description of this episode, wherever you listen, should be available to click on. I'm going to drop the links to how to review our podcast on Apple Podcasts, the little purple app if you have an iPhone, or Spotify. Has reviews now for podcasts, so that's really cool. So if you listen on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you listen, if you could just give the show a review, an honest review of anything that it makes you feel, or anything that you've gotten out of it, or even what your favorite episode is, however you want to leave the review, it really helps, because the more reviews the show has, we're at 89 right now. I would love to get to 100. It's crazy to think we even have 89 reviews. That's amazing. That's such an incredible show of love. And what happens is the more reviews that a show gets, the higher up it places it in recommendations. And so I just want more people to be able to join our community and hear this, and we can continue to grow this thing into something really big. So anyway, I We'll put those links in the description. It would really mean a lot to me if you've ever gotten anything from this podcast to leave a quick review. With that in mind, continue to take care of yourself and celebrate your progress. Remember that Black Lives Matter, trans rights are human rights, and I hope that you keep your chin up as we move forward. I love every single one of you, and I will see you on the next one.